Hello, and welcome to Telehealth and Medicine Today Unscripted podcast series. My name is Tori Sinai, publisher of the open access peer-reviewed journal, Telehealth and Medicine Today. And today we have the pleasure of welcoming three illustrious leaders in healthcare to discuss the metaverse. Ladies, please introduce yourselves and current undertakings in the field to acclimate the audience. Ashima, let's begin with you.
Well, first of all, Tori, thank you for getting this group together. Pleasure to be here. I serve as a global director for healthcare at Google Cloud. In this role, I set the direction for industry strategy for products and solutions. And these solutions are forward-thinking, and I also lead engagement with healthcare key executives in helping transform their business strategies that define new models for care, revenue generation, and improved patient experiences. Been in Google for almost 7 years. Prior to that, I was with Kaiser Permanente, a former executive leading the digital health, where I launched remote monitoring for diabetes management. And it's really good to see the industry move forward with some of the remote patient monitoring and virtual care, and happy to share some of the work we're doing in this panel.
Thanks so much, Ashima. Radhika, let's go to you.
Thanks, Tori. I'm really happy to be here with all of you today. I'm Radhika Iyengar. I'm founding partner at Starchain Ventures. We're a venture studio based here in Silicon Valley, and we're focused on Web3 and decentralized technologies, NFTs and metaverse, especially where those technologies intersect with other advanced technologies like AI, ML, and IoT. I'm also a top 100 women of the future, Web3 and metaverse, and a TEDx speaker and Silicon Valley woman of influence. I co-authored the book Enterprise Blockchain Has Arrived, which was one of the first books to predict the rise of Web3 on the business side. And what I'm really excited about today is to share our perspectives on what the promise of the web metaverse looks like in healthcare, particularly from the standpoint of accessibility and inclusion and equitability. So really happy to be here with you today and looking forward to a great discussion.
Thank you, Radhika. Let's go over to Shweta.
Hello, my name is Shweta Sneha. I am the founder and executive director of healthcare management and informatics here at Kennesaw State University. In that role, I lead KSU strategy to innovate and design the healthcare of the future while optimizing industry academic partnerships, faculty mentorship, student success, and fundraising and scholarship opportunities. I collaborate heavily with teams of industry, academic, technology, and healthcare experts to identify gaps and opportunities in healthcare delivery and consumer engagement and create innovative, scalable solutions that empower and enhance patients' healthcare journey and outcomes. I'm very heavily vested in the digital healthcare transformation via technology, but taking into account the social determinants of health and how the two interplay to impact the overall healthcare journey. I have over 2 decades of experience in healthcare and technology, and I bring that experience to as a digital healthcare leader with a passion to enhance equity, impact, and reach. I have been a recipient of Titan 100 Award and have been recognized for the past 5 years as one of the top women in technology. I also serve on several boards, including Tech Alpharetta, Technology Association of Georgia Digital Health Society, Atlanta Regional Commission on Emerging Roundtable, and also sit on the editorial board of Blockchain and Healthcare Today and the Health Systems Journal. Prior to coming to academia, I was working with PricewaterhouseCoopers in technology and management consulting. Thank you for the opportunity, Tori. Looking forward to the discussions. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Swada, and congratulations on that achievement, most specifically, and sharing it with us. All right, thank you. Let's get right into it with our first question, and we'll begin with Ashima. Ashima, what is your personal vision of the metaverse?
So, Tori, when I think of metaverse, I envision an environment in healthcare that profoundly changes the way we think about and deliver care. Metaverse, to me, done right, will allow us to create immersive and interactive virtual experiences that, at the very heart, can we help patients engage in their own health and well-being? And to me, three things will have to come together in broad stroke vision for Metaverse is a platform that enhances and builds social connection. And can we create a sense of community and connectedness, even for people who sometimes in healthcare can feel isolated in interacting with the system that we have built. So imagine you're sitting at home wearing your VR headset and you're about to join a virtual support group for, let's say, diabetes. As you enter the virtual room, you see other patients who are also living with diabetes from all over the world. They are sharing their experiences, tips, questions, concerns, struggles, and you also join the conversation and share your own struggles and successes. And that sense of community and belonging, where we all understand each other in what we're going through, would be at the heart of Metaverse. The second vision for the Metaverse for me is enhanced creativity and collaboration. And Dr. Sweta touched on that. The Metaverse provides a limitless canvas for creators to build and share their work with others. And this can lead to new forms of expression and collaboration that are not possible in the physical world today. So again, imagine when you are a physician or a nursing and there's a new clinical care protocol, can we then bring those communities together for that effective collaboration? And I know Radhika is very passionate about it, is improved accessibility. Like the rest of us, we have seen healthcare equity being at the center. So a Metaverse, the vision for me is, can it provide access to and opportunities that otherwise would be impossible or difficult, especially for people who are living in remote or underserved areas, the communities that are very hard to reach? Can this be that accessible channel for them? So three things: social connection, enhanced creativity and collaboration, and improved accessibility.
It sounds like a great new world in healthcare for us. Radhika, I'm going to ask you what is your personal vision of the metaverse?
Thanks. The personal vision for me is definitely about accessibility. Technology is a great tool, right? And I see the big future in the metaverse as being this really transformative channel. And to Ashima's point, there is a great sense of community, collaboration, interaction, shared experience. But all of that cannot be realized in the grander vision of things if we can't all participate in it. So, you know, it brings up a lot of the caveats, which we will talk about later in our discussion today. But for me, the personal metaverse, a personal vision of the metaverse is number one, that it's open. And I will say from a technology standpoint, decentralized. And I'll touch on that further in our conversation. And a lot of this premise of what is this personal vision or of the metaverse is that it really is a 3D immersive and interactive world that can be leveraged for many good applications within healthcare, which we'll talk about, but it has to be open and decentralized in order for all of that full vision to be realized. So that's really my thesis. And it's something that I've talked about extensively in the book that I published in 2019, which is Enterprise Blockchain Has Arrived. And the basic premise is that Web3 is going to be the underpinning for all of this tool, technology as a tool available to us, and how we will apply that with healthcare in the metaverse.
Thank you, Radhika. Sweta, your personal vision for the metaverse.
I would piggyback on what both Ashima and Radhika had mentioned, and couldn't agree more. My personal vision will definitely include a metaverse that's open sourced, that will increase equity and access, not just within North America or the Western Hemisphere, but really all across the globe, because that's the promise it holds, to increase collaboration across various stakeholders in healthcare. Healthcare is one of the most regulated industries with multiple stakeholders. stakeholders almost butting heads with each other, but it would be great to bring them together to enhance collaboration, just in device building, but also in the applications of the technology and how it can be made accessible all across the globe. And the third to me is the enhancement in education and training as it pertains to medical education and how it can reach the far-fetched corners of the world with the metaverse and with what it brings to the table, with the combinations of augmented reality, virtual reality, mixed reality, artificial intelligence, and machine learning. So really excited about where the future will take us. So really excited
Thanks
about
so
where
much.
The future will take
Ashima,
us.
How Thanks can so much. VR Ashima, and AR
how can VR
be used
and
in
AR,
healthcare to improve patient
be used
outcomes?
In healthcare to improve patient
That's a very broad question, Tori. In the spirit of being brisk, I would say five big areas. Number one, my fellow panelists have covered at depth, which is improved access to care. And to me, that means can we provide easier access points, right? Patient access or healthcare access is actually health equity, is actually health. So can we help overcome the barriers of distance, time, mobility, and allow patients to receive medical care without the physical need to travel to the healthcare facility, right care, right patient, right setting. That's the improved access to care. Number two is increased efficiencies. And to me, that means when I wear the hat of the industry in the terms of hospital system, the insurance companies, and as I look into the metaverse opportunities, can they improve the efficiencies of healthcare delivery by allowing things like remote patient monitoring, virtual consultation, which are much more immersive than the audio video kind of telehealth visit that exists today, to a future which is in immersion is augmented, and that brings me to the third point, which is enhanced patient experience. So as a patient, when you are interacting with metaverse, it's a new interactive ways for patients to receive and manage care and be part of their own health and well-being. And this opportunity is about being more immersive. Opportunities and new therapies that are yet to be created for metaverse. Number four point is around advanced data collection and analysis. And to me, this is where we will see a lot of new innovations, especially when you think of AI and machine learning, and new opportunities by collecting and analyzing patient data, which can help improve diagnosis, treatment, and overall patient outcomes. In that, I have a good example to share. Google, we work with Department of Defense in their Defense Innovation Unit. And in that, there was an augmented reality microscope that was created for that unit. Now, when you're dealing with cancer, DIU was seeing they are spending approximately $1.7 billion of its annual budget on cancer, and that figure continues to grow. And the goal of this project was to improve the accuracy of misdiagnosis, to help ensure accuracy of treatments, and ultimately assist physicians who face an overwhelming volume of data when making diagnostic and treatment decisions. So this was an overlay of augmented reality microscope as the physicians were seeing in the microscope using the AI based overlay using the able to distinguish between the healthy tissue and the disease tissue for kind of real time and at the point of care. So it overlays AI based information for doctors providing diagnostic cancer tools at point of care. So that's where we will see a lot of progress in terms of bringing AI machine learning at point of care, bringing AI, that's where point of the care, new innovation will come in. And final, the new innovation is around increased collaboration in the training needs. If you're doing a virtual surgery, imagine the actual surgery, but your colleagues can watch that. The actual surgery and the new paradigms of training would emerge. So just to summarize, five areas: improve access to care, increase efficiency, enhance patient experience, increase efficiency, fourth is advanced AI and machine learning, augmenting that at point of care, and increase collaboration.
Thank you, Ashima. Thank you, Ashima. How can the metaverse be used to improve the patient experience and engagement?
I will start with giving you an example. So right now, the tele presence, or as we know it, is a telemedicine domain in healthcare. That's been around for hundreds of years. The American Telemedicine Association is one of the most active associations in that space.
One of the most active associations.
Telemedicine is a very
very stoic kind of.
There is no real engagement. And there's no real collaboration.
There is no real engagement.
And the patient experience, patients a lot of times leave.
And the patient
that telemedicine
a lot of times
experience
leave.
Not feeling
that
really
telemedicine.
Engaged.
Now
take it
not
to the metaverse,
really engaged,
where you're
now
actually
take it
walking into a room.
Where you're
maybe you have
walking
a complex
into a
condition,
room.
Maybe
you
a
have
cancer
a
of some
complex
kind.
Condition.
You're walking into a room,
maybe a cancer
and you,
of some
you
kind.
See consultations
you're into a room
and
you,
experts.
You see consultations
from not just and experts.
From
in
not,
the in your local area, but
from really all over the
world, in
We're
the in your local
the,
area, but
from you're
really
there.
All over the world.
They're talking to
the
you.
Room.
They're looking
you're
at the.
There,
they're
at
talking
the various,
to you.
At
the various
tests,
at the,
they have
at the
a consultation
various,
going
at the various
going
tests,
on
they
in
have
real time.
A consultation
while you are
going
present,
on in
and
real
you
time,
can talk about
while
your
you are present.
Your extended caregiving team can be part of that
your extended caregiving
team. That to me is real engagement, and
that to me
leads to much better patient.
And
that
to me,
they will have a say, and they will
have a very
they will
transparent
have a say
picture
and they will
of what's
going
have
on.
A very
now flip it on the
flip it on the side.
Now
where
flip it on the
once
flip
the
it patients
on the side
are discharged and they leave
the
leave a health system.
Are
a lot
is
and they
lost
leave the health
system. A
lot and we have often seen patients
point.
Coming back to the
and
facility
we have often
within 30
seen
days. Patients coming back
and that
to the
not
facility
just
within 30 days
has
an impact on the revenue for the health.
Has
an
but
impact
also has
on
a
the revenue
has
for
a,
the health systems,
has
but
a
also
negative
has
impact
a,
on the
patient
a,
outcomes.
Has a negative impact on the patient outcomes.
The metaverse in that
if
in that aspect where
the
at
metaverse
the discharge
in that,
again
in that aspect
you walk
at
you
the
walk
discharge
into a space
again,
where you not
you walk,
only
you walk
have
a
virtual
space,
nurse
where you not
who's going
only
to walk you
have
through
a
your
nurse,
entire discharge
who's
process,
going to
really
walk you through
making
your
sure you
discharge
understand
process,
the various caveats
really
of making sure you
of
what it would
entail
entail for you to follow up
of
what
it
would entail
the signs and challenges
that you should be looking out for you can have your extended
challenges
team.
That you should be
and
looking
it's not
out
a
for.
Rushed
you can
encounter
have your extended
either.
Care team.
And it's not a rushed
my
encounter
thesis
either.
Is that's going to lead to
my
better patient outcomes
is
and
increase
that's going
increase
to lead to better patient
their
outcomes
experience
and
with the health system.
Health
system
in
general,
with the
and on
system.
The other hand,
health system in general,
the physicians
and
coming
the
to the
hand,
room together,
the physicians
and coming to the room
discussing in
real time what is going on with the patient, while the patient
in
is
real
there, while they're all looking
with
at
the
patient,
same,
while
the
patient the
is
same
there,
image, which could be a 3D model of
the same
of
image,
that
tumor
could be a 3D
or whatever
model
else that
they're, of,
they're
looking
at, that
tumor they're trying
or to, whatever else that
they're trying to come to a solution on.
They're trying to,
it will lead to a better,
they're trying to come to a
solution
on
understanding,
it will lead to a better.
Team as well among the clinician team
among
as well.
The caregiving team
so
as well among
that
the
is,
clinician team
so my
as well.
Thesis is it would,
so
it
that
would
is,
lead to
so my
better patient outcomes.
It
increased collaboration,
better
of course,
patient
and all
outcomes,
of us have touched on that.
Increased collaboration,
but I,
of course, and all of
I
us
do
have touched
see
on
it
that.
Coming through
but
in
I,
the in not so distant
see
future.
It coming through in
and
the
thanks to,
in not so
thanks
distant
for sharing
future.
That, Ashima. I love what Google is doing in that space.
Thanks for sharing that, Ashima. I love what Google is doing in that space.
All important in the care continuum. We're going to go to Radhika
all
now.
Important in the care continuum.
And we're going to go to
Radhika
now.
How can the metaverse be used to improve
Radhika,
access
how can the metaverse be used to improve for underserved communities? For underserved
yeah, that's a great question. Sorry. I agree with a lot of the points that Ashima and I agree with have made here in terms of the experience, the engagement,
the capacity
for collaboration across
the
care teams, and then all centered around the patient.
Teams,
and then
I'll present
the
challenges
on two fronts.
I'll present
one
the challenges
we didn't really get to touch on this earlier.
One
is that
as
we're sharing of ourselves,
is that
as
we're
sharing
of ourselves,
which is in the metaverse. AKR
How can blockchain technology be used to enhance security and privacy in the metaverse?
Yeah, again, great question. You know, yeah, again, great question. Wrote the book on this, as I said. So, you know, quite familiar with what this book means. On this, as I said. So, you know, quite familiar really with what this means. And, you know, the Web3 construct really comes down to three very one is that it's basic decentralized, things, which is, there is no one is that central it's decentralized of data. It is truly and central repository of data. It is distributed, by the way. And so, decentralized, by the way, you know, technologies in general, decentralized for, you know, greater technologies in general, because afford greater security and privacy because and that decentralization adds enormously to and that decentralization adds enormously to the other is that it's peer to peer, which means that the other all is of that this it's care giving that we talked about is really disintermediated all of this care that we talked about going is really disintermediated and we are directly going number three that it's shared but I will qualify that number three that it's shared we are talking about qualify that security and privacy we are talking about the basic security idea behind a decentralized the basic idea behind a decentralized and that we control and own all of this is data that we control selectively and own our own data and that we can selectively disclose a portion or all of it for a certain length of time to with whomever with our caregivers for data with whomever this kind with our caregivers you know, for example interaction and so this of kind of as you know interaction will we are and how we selectively share that and how we select is really going to be that underpinning selected all of this, settings, and that is really what going we're to be the about. Underpinning blockchain of all of this, is, and that is really just what one we're talking element about. Of blockchain is, you know, Web3 is really one the element of this. That we're talking you know, Web3 is really and, the larger the other aspects of about. Community and the other aspects of community incentivization and tokenization. That's also incentivization and tokenization. That's also going to be incredibly powerful into that later as we talk about the metaverse presents itself.
Happy to okay, let's tackle the next question. Okay, let's tackle the next question regarding ethics.
If you can take this one Ashima, first and then Shweta, if you can take this one first and then Shweta, what surrounding the use potential ethical of the metaverse concerns and surrounding the use of the metaverse
that,
and healthcare?
That's a great question, Tori, and I would actually go back to that, what that's a great question, Radhika, Tori, and I would actually go back to what Radhika was alluding to. Web3, they're all technologies at the end. Metaverse, Web3, they're all technologies at the end.
And the basic premise that we all have to
and the basic premise that we all have
been
to
a big passion
and answer around healthcare data interoperability.
Been a big passion around healthcare data interoperability.
So what that means is, if we are still not out of the
so what that means is, if we are still not out
mindset,
of the
garden, we will create a kind of mindset.
We will create
broken,
much
fragmented,
more
metaverse
distributed, broken, fragmented.
So that consumer mediated data exchange is an
so
idea.
So that consumer mediated data
me,
exchange is an idea.
If we
it's not
in an ONT
to
rule
me,
for information
if
blocking,
we in an
I
ONT
rule for
were,
information blocking,
just,
I know I'm pretty excited.
They
were,
like by December now,
just,
January, they
we will
have like by December
have
now, January, they we will have to have
providers,
health systems,
an environment for
freely
consumer data to be
and to me
freely
that still hasn't happened
and
it's
to me
that
that still hasn't happened
state.
It's crawl walk run
we need to be able to get
stage.
That engine fully up
we need
and running,
to be able to get
otherwise
that engine fully up and running
which
otherwise
much more
fragmented
experiences
which
are
more
much
more
fragmented
and once it's fragmented
so to
who
me,
does it impact
that
the most? That's
business.
So
answer.
To me,
question
that
needs to be answered.
Before we
question
answer
needs
the technology,
to be answered.
Like technology has been there.
Before we answer
not
the technology,
example,
like technology has been there.
But in general, the
API-based
API
but in general, the API-based API
architectures
have been there for decades, and yet
healthcare
still runs
primarily on.
And I can tell you that in metaverse there will be. I hope not.
And I can tell you that in metaverse there will be. I hope not. There's an endpoint
that
accepts facts.
Promise needs to be
in
to me,
there.
That
and
promise
on the broader ethics perspective
there. And the second
AI
on the broader ethics perspective
can
AI machine learning
truly represent our
can.
Environment
truly represents
which is a physical
our
environment which is full of bias
it's full
which
of
which is a physical environment
which is full of bias it's full of
unconscious biases in how do we
different
ensure
unconscious
that the
biases
in how do we ensure
the
that the
experiences
AI
that we will create
where the whole field of AI in healthcare turning point in terms of how do we build a new system, how do we build a new AI algorithms that do not reflect the human bias that exists in our society. That do not reflect the human bias that exists in our society. And that means starting with intention, building the system with starting with intention, building the system with that lens in mind of both health equity of removing bias. In the business lens of making sure their consent the consumer data to whoever they want to share that their consent to whoever they want to share that
thank you.
Information with.
Sweta, do you want to
thank you.
Do you want to address that? Sweta, do you want to address that?
Actually, do you mind if I jump in briefly? Do you mind if I jump in? Yeah, so I think Ashima, you touched on a really important point, which is the subject of bias. What will be really important is not to replicate as you pointed out in real life. I think when we're talking about any of these systems that we're going to be developing today and tomorrow,
And if it comes from a population, healthcare, you try to take those predictions.
You try to take those predictions and superimpose it on a population that has really very little, if any, input on how those systems are built.
Wrong diagnosis, wrong
treatment. We are going to come to wrong diagnosis, wrong treatment leading to really bad health outcomes.
And very intentional.
So we have to be very careful and very intentional as we tread that path.
Thank you. Let's do something different around Thank you. Robin. Let's do something different around Robin and one brief answer from each of you. What are give me one challenge in order that needs to be overcome in order to fully integrate the metaverse into healthcare?
Ashima, what Radhika mentioned, the having lowest common denominator like a cell phone, the modality matters. If it's too expensive, too laborious, and too the challenges will be profound. So simple and sometimes is much better in terms of so making the modality like a phone where these experiences can be made. And if we can't, for various reasons, then metaverse will have significant challenges for adoption.
Thank you, Ashima. Sweta, you, and it can't be the same as Ashima now. It has to be different.
I would say access to me is really important. Not just in terms of the technology that we are using, so you cannot have everybody using a virtual headset because that's not going to be the population across the globe, but also including them as we're building the metaverse. So for me, inclusivity along with access is important.
One challenge needs to be overcome to fully integrate the metaverse into healthcare.
Well, I mean, obviously, I agree with my colleagues here. No access and inclusion at all levels is going to be super important. I will say, I will add one other challenge, and that is incentivization. I think that when we look at healthcare, a lot of the success or not so success, so much success in healthcare depends on you know being having patients being truly empowered and engaged in their own healthcare journeys. And I think that the great challenge as well as the great opportunity is how do you incentivize everyone to engage with their own healthcare journeys and how can these tools be leveraged more successfully to ensure that their behavior positive behaviors can be supported and incentivized. And I do think that there is help in this endeavor. So I think incentivization of positive behaviors is going to be always another challenge that we have to think about.
Next question for you, Ashima. Can the metaverse be used to facilitate remote consultations and remote patient monitoring?
Given that example, if you are dealing with a chronic condition, it's the biggest spend in healthcare, but also from people's perspective, empowering them and having empathy. Imagine a world where healthcare in augmented experiences are transformed by metaverse in augmented reality. You're sitting at home, either you're on your phone or your VR headset if you want more immersive, and you're about to join a virtual support group for diabetes patients. Now, these kind of experiences still yet do not exist, where people are sharing their experiences, tips, questions with each other, they're having the struggles. That sense of community and belonging is one part. The second is the virtual consultation with your care team. Your doctor has access to interoperability, your medical records, the devices are connected, and new visualizations about your food, your physical activity, and again, the light of that diabetes. Imagine a treatment plan that engages you in that virtual consultation in a much more immersive way. You have access to effective personalization and personalized personalized care, and you have your both the team, your own care team, your case management, your dietitian, your nutritionist. They all are integrated, connected in that system, which is much more immersive and interactive. To me, that's where the remote patient monitoring can go out very, very long.
We're running short on time.
Thank you, Ashima. We're running short on time. And so I'd like to wrap it up with a question that most are very, very interested in. And this has to do with a business model. So Ashima, we'll begin with you. Do you foresee a revenue stream for your organization in the future?
The business model will depend upon the value creation. If we can truly build as immersive experiences, not as technologies and as shiny objects, but truly impact outcomes, the reimbursement will follow. And that, to me, is then will lead to the business model.
Sweta?
Great, thank you. Sweta, do you foresee now you're at
revenue stream
institution? Do you foresee a revenue stream for your organization in the future, and what does the business model look like?
I definitely do foresee one, and I don't know if Radhika and Ashima, you may be following it, but Prime Minister Modi just opened the floodgates, and he said some of the larger institutions all across the globe can have a footprint in India with having their campuses there. Now take it further. I'm looking at the world where we can have we can leverage the metaverse to really make education and training cross global boundaries without people having to travel thousands of miles. And there is a huge revenue stream there. There is also a big market there, really all across the globe, where you can bring in experts
and put people together.
And create a platform that can support global education.
Thank you, Sweta. Radhika, I think you're in the throes of this, and if you would briefly share with us your business model.
I have a venture studio, so it's a slightly different business model. We're creating new companies, we're co-creating with companies and also investing in companies. So it's on three different fronts here. But I will say this, that, you know, I brought up, for example, the company, that one of the companies that I'm advising is a metaverse engine company. And they are actually, to your point, Shweta, they're actually planning on working with a group of some 16 universities in India to provide a global metaverse platform, a meta campus, if you will, bringing these universities together. It's going to be pretty exciting. So I think the capacity of using the metaverse towards not just the education and training front, which you alluded to earlier in the conversation, very important. It's really going to revamp the way we engage with the universe, our life around us. If you look at how transformative websites became, where we could access different things, and you take that, you know, and hundredfold that impact in terms of having a 3D immersive world that we can all participate in, that is interactive, and, you know, not just with one person, but multiple people, if not, you know, in other settings, for university settings, much larger campus types of settings. All of that is possible, but the underpinning for all of that is going to have to be, you know, digital identity, for example, authenticating ourselves, protection of our data, privacy, security, safety, all of the challenges we've talked about over the course of this dialogue today.
Thank you, Radhika. Unfortunately, our time is up, and we thank all our experts for their time, perspectives, and expertise in pulling the curtain on the metaverse and healthcare. Do join the Telehealth and Medicine Today unscripted podcast series again. And be sure to subscribe to the journal to stay up to date with digital health and technology and health and medicine. And thank you again for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. This was lovely.